mentioned earlier on the programme how I, at one stage, played with the Jack Gruan Band. Remember when we were speaking about Larry Cunningham? Well, this next track always takes me back to those happy days that I spent 7 years in Ballina in County Mayo. I wish I had had a penny for every time I had sung this song. I learned it when I first went to Ballina, and I've loved it ever since. And I've sung it thousands of times in various parts of the world. I speak, of course, of the song The Boys from the County Mayo. It's sung for us here by Colm O'Donnell. But for the life of me, I cannot understand why the introduction is in a different key to the song itself when Colm O'Donnell starts to sing. But there must be a reason for that. And I'll dedicate this to all people from County Mayo, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in.
Far away from the land of the shamrock and heather, in search of a living, as exiles we roam. And whenever we chance to assemble together, we sing of the land where we once had a home. But our homes are destroyed and our soil confiscated. The hand of the tyrant brought plunder and woe. The fires are now quenched and our hearts desolated. In our once happy homes in the County Mayo, long years have now passed since with hearts full of sorrow, the land of the shamrock we left far behind. But how we would like to be going back tomorrow, to scenes of our youth which we still bear in mind. The days of our childhood, 'tis now we regret them. They cling to our vision wherever we go. And friends of our youth, we shall never forget them. They too are exiled from the County Mayo. From historic Killala, from Swinford to Bala, Ballyhonus and Westport and Old Castlebar, Coltimar and Clearmathers, Belmullet and Eddes, Kilkelly and Knockdart is fame near and far. From Ballina, Ballinroban, Bohola, Queeloggs and Foxford a few miles below, Newport and Cong with Olstrad and Manola, Charlestown to in the County Mayo. So boys pull together in all kinds of weather, don't show the white feather wherever you go. Act each as a brother and love one another, like stout-hearted men from the County Mayo. Thank you.
Now, I am aware that that was a longer track than we would normally have on Sounds Irish, but to be honest with you, friends, I thought it was too good to fade. It was the lovely Joni Madden and a piece called John of the Glen. Wasn't it haunting? She does wonders with that whistle there, Joni Madden. Here's a group called Heritage. Now, you're all aware how much we people in Ireland depend on the sea, being an island, of course. Here's the story of the work of the lifeboat, bringing people safely home from storms at sea. Heritage and Safely Home from the Sea.
The lifeboat answered the call. They pitched and they tossed till we thought they were lost, as we watched from the harbor wall.
Though the night was pitch black, there was no turning back, for someone was waiting out there. And each volunteer had to live with his fear as they joined in a silent prayer.
Carry us home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea. And carry us home, home, home from the sea. Carry us safely home from the sea.
As we battled away past the mouth of the bay, it was blowing like never before. As they gallantly fought, every one of them thought of loved ones back on the shore.
Then a flicker of light, and they knew they were right. There she was on the crest of a wave. She's an oar fishing boat, and she's barely afloat. Please God, there are souls we can save.
And carry them home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea. And carry us home, home, home from the sea. Carry us safely home from the sea.
Town on a street that runs down to the sea and the harbor wall. They'd gathered in pairs at the foot of the stairs to wait for the radio call.
And just before dawn, when all hope was gone, came a hush and a faraway sound. 'Twas a coxswain, he roared, "All survivors on board! Thank God, and we're homeward bound!"
Carry us home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea. And carry us home, home, home from the sea. Carry us safely home from the sea. Home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea. And carry us home, home, home from the sea. Carry us safely home from the sea.
I
yet another group we'll have to hear more of on Sounds Irish Heritage. And that was their interpretation of the song Home from the Sea. I want to play for you now a track that was a big hit for, wait for it, Bing Crosby. And also Dennis Day had a go at it. But here, listen to how Dermot Hegarty tells us all about dear old Donegal. Yes, you've guessed it. The most sung about county in Ireland.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from Malta Park. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there for a stranger on the shore. But the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
She has with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the carlings all. You're as welcome as the flowers of May to dear old Donegal.
They'll give a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far, and they'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunts and cars. The whiskey'll flow like buttermilk, 'twill fill your hearts with joy, and the piper will play an Irish tune to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun was never seen. The boys will be decked in corduroy, the collies decked in green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. And me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the collies all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Hannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Holy, Muldowney, Malone, Halligan, Calligan, Lanigan, Madigan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Houlihan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, McGinnis, McGillis, McLean.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the collies all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Well, that was Dermot Hegarty singing about dear old Donegal, but I think the whistle player should have got some mention on that as well. It was some fine whistle playing there. Dear old Donegal. Donegal is a county right up in the northwest of Ireland on the Atlantic seaboard. In fact, they do say in Donegal that the next parish is America. In that county, there's some beautiful scenery, wonderful mountains and wonderful valleys as well. And the people have a wonderful nature in Donegal. No wonder there's a lot of songs written about them. Right now, here once again, friends, is the wonderful voice of Anne Breen. I've become a big Anne Breen convert over the last couple of months. If you recall, we were up in Donegal. Now we're going right down to the other end of Ireland, to the south. And she's telling us all about Killarney in My Dreams. Killarney is in County Kerry. And I'm sure no matter what part of the world you're in, you will have heard of Killarney.
Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Kit Carney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip and I see you, Killarney, in my dream.
Killarney in My Dreams from Anne Breen, and we're staying in Kerry because we're moving from Killarney to Tralee, and I want to play for you now a very old recording of Connie Foley singing a song that I'm sure everybody knows.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee.
My Dermot O'Brien track, which will be probably the final track on this week's programme, is a song entitled I'll Remember You. Now, you know, I've always been a big fan of Dermot, not just the fact that he was a good friend of mine. He's gone to God now, but he was a wonderful musician and quite a good singer as well. Very good songwriter too. Here he is singing a song entitled I'll Remember You.
When the leaves begin to grow in the springtime, and the cruel days of winter are all through, as the ploughboy tills the fields, to the wind the oak tree yields, that's the time of year when I remember you. For 'twas in the spring we met, and I never will forget, that's the time of year when I remember you. When the fields are fresh and green in the summer, and the wildflowers bloom beside the mountain stream, I can see your blue eyes still in the violets on the hill. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. It was in the summer time that you said you'd be mine. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. the leaves begin to fall in the autumn, and the early morning mist is on the hill, and the farmer in the field reaps the summer's golden yield. That's the time of year I know I love you still. For 'twas then my golden band I placed upon your hand, and that's the time of year I know I love you still. When the trees are cold and bare in the winter, and silently the snow begins to fall, and across the evening sky you can see the wild geese fly, that's the time of year I miss you most of all. 'Twas when winter days were nigh that we said our last goodbye, and that's the time of year I miss you most of all.
Well, my good friends, shin a will, as we say in Irish. That's it. That's our programme for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a great time putting it all together. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again with Sounds Irish, Joe Ballard saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. Until next week, travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.